Praise the Lord. Thank you, choir. Praise God. Well, it's great to be here today because God wants to bless us. But you know, I found reading in the Word of God, if you want the blessing, you've got to be ready for it. So we're going to talk about get ready for the blessing. You know, how many have ever been right to that threshold, right to that point where you knew what you were believing God for was just about to happen? You see, when the Israelites were on the threshold of stepping into the promised land in Joshua 3, I'm going to read from NLT this morning. Joshua 3. Joshua gave some instructions. Now, he didn't actually go through the camp. It says here, early the next morning, Joshua and all Israelites left Achaia Grove and arrived at the banks of Jordan River, where they camped before crossing. 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. When you see the Levitical priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, move out from your positions and follow them. Excuse me. Since you've never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Stay about a half mile behind, keeping at a clear distance between you and the Ark. Make sure that you don't come any closer. Then Joshua told the people, purify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. Now, here's two important things that I especially want to bring to your attention. You've never traveled this way before, and purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great things among you. See, this is the next generation that is going into the promised land. Now, they knew all of the history of the previous generation. They knew of the miraculous escape from Israel. They knew about the parting of the Red Sea. They knew about God giving them water and manna whenever they needed it. They knew about when they wanted some meat, the quail coming. They knew about people not getting feeble or sick. They knew about the clothes not wearing out. They knew about God meeting Moses on the mountaintop. They had heard the stories of how God had fought for them whenever they were outnumbered, outmanned, and yet they still won. With all of these great things that they knew about, the history. Now, they were about to experience the promised land. You know, in the wilderness, man, God had performed some great things for them, great miracles. But in the promised land, they had miracle every day, blessings every day. In the wilderness, they couldn't possess the land, but in the promised land, the land could be theirs. In the wilderness, they wandered. In the promised land, they could dwell securely in their own houses. In the wilderness, they had just enough to get by. You remember when the manna came down? They had just enough for that meal. That's all they had. But in the promised land, they had more than enough. See, they knew about the miraculous supply that God could bless them with, but now in the promised land, it's more than they could even ask or think. You know, all of us have probably experienced some of God's provision in the midst of all of our difficulty and all the negative things and circumstances and hardships, but are you ready to step into the greater blessings, experience a greater level of God's blessings? If so, you got to get ready for it. You know, this is the 1st of August. I mean, the last of July, 1st of August coming up. How many of you remember getting ready for football? This is the time. I remember, hey, our new practice was fixing to start. I go out in the hot weather just like this, and I start running. Was it any fun? Nope. But I was getting ready for what I wanted to experience in the fall, and that was a winning season at football. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many of you went on vacation this year? Did you just go out and jump in the car and take off? Or did you get ready? Was there some planning? Was there some getting ready? Huh? What kind of clothes do we need to pack depending on where you're going? You know, you go to some areas, you don't need much more than maybe a swimsuit and a t-shirt and your flip-flops. Go down there down to St. Augustine, Florida, where Earl and Marcy are from. That's about all you need down there. Now, if you're going to go up to Alaska, you probably need to pack a little bit more warm clothing. How many understand what I'm talking about? Hello? You have to get ready, right? You know, so if you're going to experience the blessings, the new level, you're going to have to get ready for it. Here, we see the Israelites at a pivotal moment. They were going to a new level of blessing. They were going to a new level of provision. They were going to a new place to live. This was a new day. This was what they had been waiting for. No more wandering. No more traveling in an area that wasn't theirs. No more living on barely get along street. They were standing at the threshold of moving to God's greater blessings. We were just in Israel, and in fact, we did a baptism there in the River Jordan, pretty close to Jericho, and our guide, that he's a Messianic Jew, he believes in Christ. He said that they think that it was in that particular area, right where we were, is where the children of Israel came across the Jordan River right there. That's what they think, you know. There they were. They are now the ones that will choose whether they go in or they don't go. Remember, their grandpas and grandmas and moms and dads didn't go in. They were at the same place, but they didn't go in. How many remember the story? How many remember the story of the children of Israel? They didn't go in. So now here's a new group. They're there. They can actually decide to be satisfied with where they're at, or they can go to the new promised land. You see, we face the choice too. We can either move with God with all of his blessings, or we can be born again and even spirit-filled and stay where we are and never advance, never experience any. This is our promised land, in case you didn't know it. Never experience it. You know, we either decide to stay or go to a new level. If you remember reading it over Numbers 32, the Gadites, the Reubenites, and a half tribe of Manasseh. That's two and a half tribes of the 12 tribes of Israel did not cross to the promised land. They chose to stay on the other side. Now, if you read it, they had to send fighting men to go with the rest of them to help them to possess the promised land. But they chose to stay there. That didn't mean that God didn't love them anymore, that Jehovah wasn't still their God. That just meant that they weren't going to get it. They didn't get what the rest of their relatives got that went into the promised land. Hey, sometimes we wonder why some people are in the position they are. Did you ever stop? And yet we know that there's other things for them. Did you ever stop to think that might be their choice? They're still saved. They're still filled with the Holy Spirit. They're still going to heaven. They're just satisfied with where they're at. The only thing I am satisfied with God is the satisfaction of knowing that there's more to come. Hello. You know, see, this was, it said that it was, they woke up, this was the day that had dawned that they were going to the promised land. And two and a half tribes said, hey, I think it's all right where we're at. This is a good place for our cattle. You know, actually it would have been better for their cattle over in Israel, but they chose to stay there. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, for he says, in an acceptable time I've heard you, and in the day of salvation I've helped you. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now there's another translation that says the day of deliverance has dawned. What does that word dawn mean right there? D-A-W-N. It means a new beginning. The darkness has faded away. The light has come. It is a new day. This every day with God, his word, becomes a new day. With new blessings, with new opportunities. Hello, come on now. Y'all gone home or y'all still there? Are you just listening really good? Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. You see, when dawn comes, the darkness fades away and the light comes. You know, sometimes we wake up and we think there's no way out. What am I going to do? But it's time for us, when we wake up, to realize that he has already delivered us. He has already made a way for us. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to stay where we are? Are we going to believe God and receive the blessing? Now, here it says, purify yourself. King James says, sanctify yourself. All that is saying is get yourself ready. Prepare yourself. Now we have to go back to the old covenant to understand all of that. And that is, they were not born again like we are. And so they had a purification system that they went through. You can go read about it there in Leviticus. They had a purification system that they would have to go through to get ready for God. We have applied the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to our lives, so as long as we live in Christ, then we are already ready. We are already pure. Hello. Now, I said the secret of staying in Christ. Not messing around out here. Staying in Christ. Preach, preacher, go on. No, I believe I'll go on. He was telling the people they needed to do something before they received, or they needed to do something to get ready for the blessing. Turn to your neighbor and say, do something to get ready for the blessing. Hello. You see, one way is get ready is to apply the blood of Christ. I already told you that. Another way is through reading the word and prayer. Another way is to simply believe God no matter what. Paul was on the ship that was going to go down, but he said, I believe God. Another way to prepare yourself to receive the blessing is to begin to serve in the local church body. Become involved with giving your time, your talents, your money, your skills. Oh, man, that didn't get no amens on that one, did I? Now, the Word of God tells us that we're to do this. Do you have you read it? It does. Now, how many of you have ever promised your children or your grandkids that you will reward them if they make good grades in school? Probably most of us. Now, is it up to us whether they get that blessing, or is it up to them whether they get the blessing or not? You have made the way. You've said it. Now it's up to them. It's not up to you. You've laid it out there. Hey, God has laid it out here. You want it? You can have it. But you got to do it. Let me understand where I'm coming from. You know, he was telling this new generation that, listen, you are standing where the old generation stood. You can either move forward or you can be just like they were. The next level of blessing is always available. It's up to you whether you get it or not. I don't know about you, but I'm going to get the blessing. You know, sometimes people, how many of you in this room right now, you have been born again for at least 25 years? Let me see your hands. Oh, look at you, bunch of you. Yeah. You know, sometimes, thank God that's none of you, okay? But in my 58 years of preaching, I've seen some people like this, all right? None of you. No, it couldn't be none. Couldn't be none of you. A new person comes in, gets born again, and they start having blessing after blessing after blessing, and it doesn't stop. They just keep getting blessed. And then the old timers, we'll call you, get the elder brother syndrome. You know the story. The young man that had went out and righteous living, the younger brother, he come back home. The father's so excited, he throws a big old party. And the elder brother swells up like a toad frog. He's upset. What do you mean, giving this party? I've been here the whole time. You not ever done nothing for me. And the father says to him, it's here, been here all the time. All you had to do was take advantage of it. You could have had a party anytime you wanted to. He was telling him, you could have had a party every day if you wanted to. I mean, understand where I'm coming from on this. See, you know, it's so often that we don't realize that the table is there. It's been spread. Used to be an old song we used to sing. I know in the Pentecostals we sang it. Come and dine, come and dine. Jesus has a table spread all the time. Come and dine, come and dine. Where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people to come and dine. That's my, she knows them all. I can't remember them all. We used to play, years and years and years ago before it got so busy. We used to, sometimes the staff would get together, Tony, Cook, and all of us, you know, and we'd play a game as Encore it was called. And you'd have a couple of a word, and then you had to sing a line of a song. And she'd sing these songs, and they say, Tony would say, that ain't no song. And I say, yeah, it is, too. They were all church songs. And they'd come up with some song, and she'd say, hey, I never heard that before. And there'd be some 80s song, you know, or something, you know, that they heard as a teenager, you know. But, hey, I remember staying, because Dad was traveling, preaching, and I'd stay at Grandma and Grandpa's. That's my mom's, Mom and Dad. Rooker Memorial Auditorium is named after Papa. And I would go up there. I'm 5, 6 years old, go to the farm. Well, Grandma would get up in the morning time. She'd cook a big old breakfast, and people would eat, and then they'd go to the fields to pick cotton. Well, I'm 5, 6 years old, you know. I'm running around out there kicking around, you know. And about 10 o'clock, I'd say, Grandma, I'm hungry. She'd say, son, it's on the table in there, because she always, after everybody ate, you know, there'd always be some bacon and egg, sausages and biscuits all left over. And she said, hey, biscuits, sausage in there, go in there and get it. All you got to do, go in there, it's on the table, just lift up the cloth. She'd put a cloth on. Any of y'all ever remember your grandma doing that? Have, you know, after breakfast, they put the stuff there and had put a cloth over it. If you got hungry, you just went there and get you a biscuit and get you a sausage. See, people think sausage biscuits started with McDonald's. As far as I'm concerned, sausage biscuits started when I was 5 years old with Grandma. Go in there and get you one of them biscuits and some sausage. You got a sausage biscuit, hello? See, you young generation, y'all learned something, didn't you? Hey, them sausages were better than them store-bought sausages, because I watch Grandpa kill that old pig and then grind up that pork. In fact, as a 5 or 6 year old, that used to be fun to turn that grinder like that, and he'd put the, and then they you know, that's a good sausage. But how many of y'all remember when they had good sausage? I'm serious. It's a whole lot better than that store-bought sausage, I guarantee you. Oh, where was I? I better get back to my message. At least I woke everybody up. Now I got everybody with me, so at least I got the whole crowd with me now. Because I got to talk about food, and it's about 11:20, and your stomach is probably rubbing your backbone, saying, playing a tune, saying, feed me. But you see, it was there for me. But I'm going to have to go get it. That's the way it is with God. It's there. The table is spread. There's a bowl of prosperity. There's a bowl of healing. There's a bowl of protection. Whatever it is. Hey, get your plate. Grab a spoon, not a small one, big old spoon. Get your big old heaping portion. Put it on the plate. Hey, when that's gone, go back and do it all over again. And when that's gone, go and do it all over again. Because there's always more. Anytime there's always more, you can't exhaust God's supply. He keeps refilling and refilling and refilling as long as you're willing to believe him and receive. It's all done by faith, though. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. You got to believe him and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, there's some people, they're not willing to do anything to receive. They want somebody else to do it for them. They call every prayer line in the country, get them to pray for them. They want one certain person to pray for them. I have been cussed out right on this campus because somebody's here and they want Brother Hagin to pray for them. I said, well, Brother Hagin is not here, but I'm Brother Hagin and I'll pray for him. Blah, 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 blah. They wouldn't have got anything anyway. Because they're not looking to God to do it. They're looking for a man to do it. Man can't do it. God can. Hello? You see, you know, you got to go take it. And you got to, there's some things that come to you at certain opportune times, and you got to be ready to receive. When the opportunity comes, you got to be ready to receive it. When the opportunity comes for job advancement, you have need have done what was necessary to prepare yourself to step into that new position. A lot of people are wanting a new position on a job, but if it came to them, they couldn't handle it because they haven't prepared themselves. Hello, come on now. Don't sit there and look at me like that. It's the truth. See, you got to, divine appointments will come your way. But you got to be ready. You got to be ready. I think yesterday I had a divine appointment. We had gone to Costco's to get some stuff. And I had to go to the restroom, and there were some of the employees that were getting off work. And this one guy, they were talking, and this one guy was washing their hands, and this one guy said, I missed my ride because so-and-so got off 30 minutes earlier than I did. And my wife works at Cracker Barrel at Tulsa Hills, and that was my ride. And now I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. And I found out later they had moved here with Costco's and moved them here and from California, I believe it was. And so I came back out and I told Annette, I said, he must have been what, maybe 28, 29 years old, you know. I said, you know, and I told her, and I was going to go after we got through there. I was going out to the Lowe's at Tulsa Hills to check something, check on something, because I checked it to another one, and they didn't have it, and they did have it out there. And so I said, I'm going to just take it. And so I had I hollered at him and said, hey, and I took him there to the Cracker Barrel there where his wife is working as well so he could pick up his car. You know, and I talked to him, and sometimes you got to be ready when something like that happens. Had an opportunity, we discussed things about God and so forth and so on. Found out that he believed in being born again and so forth. But they just moved here, told him about Rainbow Bible Church. Said they hadn't found a church yet.
Hey, I've never done that before. But it was just that opportunity was right there. Something quick in my heart. That's when you got to be ready when that happens. That could be a dangerous thing to do. In the day and age we live in, you never know, right? But you got to be ready when the opportunity arrives. See, there's many people, they want all of these things that God says they can have, but they haven't prepared themselves to get them. Oh, God, give me a job that pays and blah, blah, blah. Are you prepared to fulfill that kind of job? Come on now. Don't look at me like that. God can't give you a natural job that you are not naturally prepared to do. Come on now. So you get ready to receive. I preached long enough. God does not want us just to live on barely getting along street with just enough blessing to get by. Thank God for that. And that's good for a while. But he wants us to go to and bring us every day to a new level where the maximum, superabundant, over-the-top blessing is waiting for you every day. So my message to you today is stay prepared because God wants to bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We've tried to stir these people's minds to realize that you are there with them for blessing every day, and it's up to us whether we get it or not. Father, I thank you for it. I thank you for the blessing. And we are going to purpose in our heart to receive the blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody get anything out of this morning? How many of you are going to keep yourself ready and prepared to receive? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Bow your heads for just a moment, please. I never like to have a service that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know him. You may be one of those. You may be one of those that knows what it is to serve Christ. But you know right now you are not where you're supposed to be, and you need to rededicate yourself to God. Or you may be like so many people today, they go to church, but they don't know whether they've ever accepted Christ or not. If you're here on any one of those three invitations, I want to see your hand now. Would you raise your hand right now? I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. You need Christ. You need to rededicate your life. You need a know-so experience with God. You don't know. You just go to church. Anybody, anywhere in the room. Let me see your hand. Anybody. Very seldom do we have a service that we don't have somebody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, glory to God. Oh, there's a hand over here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I knew there's supposed to be some hands. Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to join this one? If you're here this morning and you know Christ, but you never received the biblical experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about church creed doctrine. I'm talking about what the Bible said. The Bible said they were all filled with the Spirit, began to speak with tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. And you're here this morning and you say, I'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me see your hand. Anybody in the room that want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. Everybody stand, please. Now, I had everybody stand. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to come down the front right here. I want to shake your hand and pray with you just like I said I would. So come on right now. Come on right now. I know a couple raised their hand. There should have been some more, so come on. Come on, if you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on right now. If you don't want to walk by yourself, Ask somebody to walk down here with you. They'll come down here with you. Come on. I'm waiting on you. I know we had a couple of hands raised, so come on. If you raised your hand, come on now. If you didn't raise your hand and wanted to, come on. If you should have raised your hand and didn't, come on. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. Come on. Come on. I'm waiting on you. Come on. Let's move. Hallelujah to Jesus. You need to change your life forever. Come on. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Come on. Come on. You need to rededicate your life. I feel like there's several that should come on rededication part. I think there's several that should come for rededication. This doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they're not exactly where they should be with God. Thank you. God bless you. Stand right there. Just stay right here. Anybody, come on. There should be some others be down here with this young lady. I can tell you that right now. I know it in my heart. Don't miss this opportunity to change your life. You need to say, God, I need to rededicate my life. I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm going to wait just a moment. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out and I pray with our Heavenly Father. I thank you for this young lady. I thank you that her life will change today. In Jesus' name, amen. Robin, would you just go with her and follow them to that place of prayer right now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Give her a hand as she goes. Hallelujah. Oh, they got a song? All right. They should have told me. Sing it.
Well, you preached about it, and I think we need to sing it because, like you said, not everybody knows it. So Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the waters into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How many of you knew that song? Probably if you're Baptist or Pentecostal, you probably knew that song right there. How many of you Baptists knew that song? Yeah. How many Pentecostals knew that song? Yeah. Hey, you notice this young generation, they standing here. Kara, she knew it, but Kara and Rich knew it. They got the background, though. Praise God. Isn't Jesus wonderful?
All the time.
Hallelujah. Listen, if you happen to be one of those that needed to rededicate your life, because you're here, I know what the Spirit of God says. Hey, make sure sometime today you drop before God and say, Lord, forgive me. Help me. Amen. Tonight, 6 o'clock, and then after that, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'll be 10 a.m., 2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m., camp meeting. Camp meeting starts tonight. Come believing, come expecting. I'm preaching tonight, so I got another good message. So come believing, come ready. Connection team, go find those first-time guests and take them to that special place where we got a gift prepared for you. And it's a nice one, too. It's not just a CD. Staff, y'all doing it good. Y'all need to go to the doors. That's where we're going to be. I'm the south today. Bill's north. Marvin Lee is south. Ted and Amanda are east. Okay, that's where everybody's going to be if you need us. Hey, we dismiss around here by singing a chorus. Thank you for being with us. Hey, all of you go in the connection room. If you're looking for a church home, what we say, church? Welcome home. Just come on back and be with us. Thank you for being with us today. I'll see you tonight at 6 o'clock. God bless. I'm a new creation.